Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Pan's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2017 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/ir, and MZiQ platform with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Ignacio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Ignacio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our conference call for the disclosure of our results in the second quarter of Banco Pan and subsidiaries. Starting with the highlights on page three, we see that loan portfolio increased 7% in 12 months, closing at 19.5 billion reais. In the origination of retail, already considering the strategic repositioning, we originated a monthly average of 1.5 billion reais. Net provisioning expenses decreased 30% in the quarter to 195 million reais. Our annual net interest margin was 17% in the quarter. This was the best operating result in the first half that we have had since 2011, registering an income from operations of 108 million reais. In this quarter, Pan recorded a net income of 42.8 million reais. With that, we ended the quarter with a consolidated shareholders' equity of 3.5 billion reais and the Basel ratio advanced to 11.6%. In the next slide, we have the composition of the interest margin. The net interest NIM was 809 million reais in the quarter, generating an annualized NIM of 17%. We assigned a lower volume with better spread, maintaining the NIM at a strong level. In the next slide, we present our results. We see a relevant reduction in the loan provisions, and both in retail and also in corporate, which led us to a gross income of 657 million reais, practically stable in relation to the previous quarter. In the other lines, we see a significant reduction in administrative and personnel expenses, as well as origination expenses, which led to an increase in the income from operations totaling 90 million reais in the quarter. Comparing the first half of 2017 with 2016, the advance gets stronger. We left from a gross loss of 393 million reais in the first half of 2016 to a gross profit of 108 million reais in the first half of 2017, with the net income getting to 43 million reais. On page six, we have the retail origination details. In this quarter, we see the reflex of our strategic repositioning adopted by us here at Banco Pan in relation to some of our products, such as the decision to discontinue the origination of vehicle financing with the dealers. We granted 4.4 billion reais in retail credit in this quarter, representing a strong monthly average of 1.5 billion reais. Payroll loans had an average origination of 827 million reais per month, with a significant share of Social Security pensioners. In vehicles, we granted 284 million reais per month. In credit cards, we had 263 million in the institutional cards in transactions during second Q, and 55 million in payroll loan cards. And the other smaller products complement the monthly volume of 1.5 billion of reais. On page 7, we show the breakdown of our credit portfolio. In the first table, we see that payroll loans remain as the largest portfolio with 8 billion of reais. Then comes vehicle portfolio with 5.7 billion. And next, the corporate loan with 2.9 billion. Payroll credit card increased slightly to 1.2 billion of reais in the quarter, and the other products account for 10% of the portfolio. The retained credit portfolio declined 3.2% in the quarter, but rose 7% in 12 months, ending the quarter at 19.5 billion. And the credit portfolio originated, which adds up the retained portfolio and the portfolio assigned to Caixa, ended the quarter at 38.3 billion, as you can see in the lower right chart. On slide 8, we show our quality data from the retained portfolio. Our over 90 days ratio declined to 7.4%, driven by the improvement in retail, which represents about 85% of our portfolio, excluding the portfolio of construction and development loans, which is a runoff portfolio. This indicator stands at 6.8%. In the lower left chart, we see the evolution of the net provisioning expenses, which dropped to 195 million in the quarter, a 30% decrease, with contributions from corporate and also retail, showing here the quality of our portfolios and also the efficiency of our collection. Looking at this chart next to it, on the lower right side of the slide, we see the evolution of the ratings between AA and C of retail portfolio, which also show a good evolution, reflecting the results of our credit policy. On page 9, we show the breakdown of the bank's costs and expenses, segregating the expenses related to the origination. Personnel and administrative expenses totaled 278 million in the quarter, a decrease of 5%, with a significant influence of personnel coming from the movement shown in the lower left chart, which contracted 15% in the quarter. The bottom right chart shows the results of the efficiency improvements we have achieved, showing the evolution of those personnel and administrative expenses in relation to the originated portfolio. The reduction in the origination expenses in the quarterly comparison is mainly due to the lower percentage of commissions and also to the lower volume originated. In the next slide, on slide 10, we show the evolution of the payroll business. We have both the loan and also the credit card. In the quarter, PAN originated 2.6 billion of reais in these two products. As we assign a part of the origination of the loans, the portfolio of the loans closed at 8 billion, and if we add the credit card portfolio, which is 1.2 billion, this combined portfolio is more than 9 billion of reais, reaching 47% of the bank's total portfolio. Analyzing the production on the right chart, we see that the INSS represented 58%, and then if we add up federal government and army forces, we get to 87% in federal risk, and in the rest, we have a very pulverized origination. On slide 11, we have information about the vehicle segment. In the chart, in the graph above, we have the origination, which is in line with our strategic goals, totaling 853 million reais in the quarter. The portfolio increased due to the mix of the loans assignment that we made in this quarter. The table below shows some information about our origination in the segment that we have that we are still operating, which are light vehicles and motorcycles financing. And here it's important to emphasize that the profitability is the main focus of our operations, even though we have an important market share in both in positioning those two markets. On page 12, we see that the portfolio of corporate finance closed this quarter at 2.9 billion of reais, or 2.4 billion without the construction and development loan, volume that we consider adequate for the current scenario in Brazil. In the chart on the right side of the slide, we see the diversification of the portfolio by industry, with 25% of others represented by more than 25 sectors. On page 13, we give more details to show our portfolio diversification by ticket and also the short duration of the portfolio. 76% of it consists of operations below 20 million of reais outstanding balance, and 63% of the portfolio matures in the next 12 months. On page 14, we show the evolution of the credit cards and also the insurance. In credit cards, the portfolio ended the quarter at 952 million of reais, and in insurance, we originated 47 million reais in premiums, a decrease that was expected due to our strategic repositioning in the vehicle financing. Nevertheless, they correspond to 66% of the premiums originated. As for funding on the next slide, we closed the quarter at 20.2 billion of reais. During this quarter, we launched our app to open an investment account, and we have good expectations about this new feature to bring more clients and more investors. And in the last slide, we have information of our capital. Our Basel ratio rose 0.3% points to 11.6%, with 8.5% of Tier 1 capital. And portfolio assignments are a simple way to manage our capital position. With that, we conclude our presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1. Since there seem to be no questions at this time, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Inácio Camina for his final remarks.
Thank you again for your presence. Have a good day and see you next quarter.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.